It's a great privilege to be in the house of God tonight. I want you to know I'm glad to be back in Politilla in a meeting. And it brings my heart joy to see people that I know and people that I love come into the house of God. Tonight I'm thinking about a treasure house. Kings down through the years have had places to put their treasures. The ancient pharaohs of Egypt built great pyramids. And in these great pyramids, they would put the body of the dead pharaoh along with the treasure. Pyramids were so tall, they were like tall buildings, made out of many stones so large that one man could not move the stone. So they were securing the treasure in something that was very strong, very difficult for thieves to break into. In the United States, we have had a place for many years where the government stores treasure. It's called Fort Knox. In Fort Knox, they would store bars of gold stacked high. Many bars of gold in a very strong place. In a place like that, they're not going to leave it unguarded. They're not going to put it in a weak building. But they're going to make it strong. They're going to put some guards there. And I want to tell you, every one of us here tonight has a treasure. And there is someone that would like to break in and steal your treasure. My burden tonight is that you keep your treasure. Yes, amen. The scripture tonight is found in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the treasures, are the issues of life. Keep your heart with all diligence. Your heart is like a treasure house. You have treasures that God has given you. And the scripture is instructing us to keep that very carefully, because there is someone that wants to steal your treasure. Many years ago, the Roman Empire had a leader. The leader's name was Julius Caesar. And Julius Caesar was meeting one day with the top men in the government. I believe he was in a government building. But there were some men that had a plan to kill Julius Caesar. So they killed him that day. One of those men's name was Brutus. After Brutus helped kill Julius Caesar, Brutus went out conquering cities, and he went into the country that we now call Turkey. And Brutus would enter a village to take the village. And when he would go into the village, he would order all the gold and silver that belonged to the government there to be given to him. And anyone that had their own personal treasure, if you have gold in your house, you have some silver hidden in your house, bring it to me. This man wanted their treasure. So he sent out a centurion to go out and gather up the treasure. The centurion went to someone's place, and the centurion had a slave. And the slave told the centurion, "My master has hidden the treasure." The centurion's mother said, "No, he's not the one that hid it. I'm the one that hid it." She wanted to save her own son. Now, Brutus had made it clear that if you do not cooperate with me, there will be punishment. So the slave knew also that there was a reward. If you cooperate with me, I will give you a reward. So the slave betrayed his master. And then the master's mother was saying, I hid the gold. And the slave said, no, she's lying. My master is the one that hid the gold. Now, Brutus was a soldier. And he could understand a man wanting to hide his own gold. He could understand that a mother would want to protect her own son. But what he could not accept was someone betraying their master. And he had the slave crucified. There was another man that helped kill Julius Caesar, and his name was Cassius. Cassius also went from city to city conquering and demanding the gold. He wanted the gold that belonged to the government. He even wanted the gold that had been dedicated to the gods. Bring it all to me. And he offered a reward. You tell us where the gold is hidden, and you get 10% of the gold. He was after their treasure, wasn't he? I want to tell you, every one of us has a treasure. God has given us a treasure in this life. And there is some conqueror that is coming, and he wants to take your treasure. Cassius sent a crier through the streets. Back in those days, they didn't have newspapers. They didn't have the radio. They didn't have the internet. Instead, they sent someone that would go crying out in the streets and tell what the news was. And this crier would go through the streets and he would say, you must give us your gold. Cassius is here. He has conquered your city. Give us your gold. If you don't, we're going to punish you. But if you tell us where gold is hidden, you get a 10% reward of the gold. Satan is offering a price for your treasure tonight. Amen. And he sent his criers out into the street. That's right. And they will try to frighten you into giving up your gold. Right. There are voices from the world that are calling you and appealing to you, give me your treasure. But I want to encourage you tonight to keep your treasure house, to keep your heart with all diligence. Watchfulness, be careful, don't let them get your treasure tonight. Satan is that conqueror that is going and he's threatening your city and he wants your treasure. Jesus describes Satan in John chapter 10 and verse 10. Jesus said, the thief cometh not but to kill and to steal and to destroy. Satan wants your treasure tonight. But I want to encourage you to guard your treasure carefully. He wants all of your gold. He wants to take everything that you have that is precious tonight. And he wants to steal it away from you. He wants to take your family. He wants to take your virtue. He wants to take your marriage. Everything that you have that is valuable. Your hope of eternal life. Satan is trying to destroy that tonight. I want to encourage you, keep your heart with all diligence. Satan is willing to pay a high price for your treasures. Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 22. First Timothy chapter 5, verse 22. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. Guard your heart. Don't let impurity into your heart. Keep yourself pure. Verse 2 of the same chapter. Paul was instructing Timothy how to conduct himself with women. He says in verse 2, the elder women as mothers, the youngers as sisters, with all purity. Did you know Satan wants to steal the treasure of your purity? And he can steal it from you if you're not careful, young men. The way that you conduct yourself around women. I want to encourage you tonight, keep your heart with all diligence. Don't let Satan steal your purity away, your integrity, but keep yourself pure. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. 1 Corinthians 7 and 1. Now concerning the things whereof you wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Keep yourself pure. It's good not to touch a woman. There's too much touching going on between men and women that are not married. Satan is after your treasure tonight. People are touching each other in a way that they should not. People are watching it, entertaining themselves with people touching each other. Keep yourself pure. Satan will steal your treasure away. It's not enough to keep your body pure, but you need to keep your heart pure as well. When Jesus came, He came teaching a heart religion. It's not enough to say, I didn't touch the woman. But you better keep your eyes and your heart pure. Amen. Let us turn to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 7. Matthew chapter 5, verse 27. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not commit adultery. A lot of people feel good today. Oh, I'm being faithful. I didn't commit adultery. I didn't do it. But Jesus came bringing a higher standard than that. Verse 28 says, I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath already committed adultery with her in his heart. And I want to tell you tonight, keep your heart with all diligence. Do you see where adultery starts? A man doesn't just go and destroy his marriage in one day. Just accidentally, I fell into this situation. I don't know how it happened. All of a sudden, I found myself in adultery. Let me tell you, that doesn't happen. What happens is something thief gets into that treasure house of the heart and starts stealing the virtue away. And a man starts disobeying the Scripture that teaches us to keep our eyes pure and to keep our hearts pure. But I want to encourage you tonight, keep that treasure house of your heart with all purity. Adultery starts in the heart. And people are entertaining themselves with it today. And I want to tell you today, if you're entertaining yourself with these kinds of things in the movies, on the television, in books, in your mind, whatever it may be, keep your heart with all diligence. Don't let those thieves in your heart to steal those things that are so valuable. I want to turn to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13 has two parables about seeds. If we start with verse 18, we read the parable about good seed. And then if we start in verse 24, we read the parable about bad seeds. Let us read Matthew chapter 13, starting at verse 18. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. Keep your heart with all diligence. When the word of God goes forth, and it is dealing with your heart, and you're feeling guilt, and you're feeling conviction, and that word of God is planting good seeds in your heart, I want to tell you to keep that with all diligence. Because there's an enemy coming, and he wants to come along and steal the Word of God out of your heart. Open your heart to the Word of God tonight, and keep your heart with all diligence. Because the wicked one comes, and he catches that which was sown in his heart. Verse 20, but he that received the seed into the stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet he hath not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth, because of the word, by and by he is offended. Keep your heart with all diligence. Verse 22, he also receives seed among the thorns as he that heareth the word, and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Verse 23, but he that received the seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth, some an hundredfold, some 60, some 30. Verse 24, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, this is the parable of the bad seeds. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, did you know things happen while you are sleeping? While you are sleeping, the thieves are out there. Murderers are out there. The wicked one is out to steal seeds and to plant bad seeds. I want to encourage you tonight to watch your heart, to keep your heart with all diligence. While men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. Guard your heart. The enemy is going about the world seeking whom he may devour. And he's casting seeds out. He's trying to draw you into the filthiness of this world. He's trying to plant seeds that will bring a crop that you don't want to have to deal with in your life. I want to encourage you tonight to keep your heart with all diligence. I want to tell you that Satan has access to our minds. Now, he does not have access to your heart unless you open your heart's door. But he does have access to your mind. Your mind is a battleground. And it is the place you must resist those thoughts. You must cast out those bad seeds and guard your heart that those seeds don't get down in your heart. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14. Hebrews 12 and 14. Follow peace with all men. You want to guard your heart? Keep peace with your fellow man, with your neighbor, with your wife, with your children. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man should fail the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Don't let bitterness get down in your heart. That will defile you. Guard your heart against that thing. If you feel those bitter feelings that are coming towards someone that has done you wrong, oh, it pays you to forgive. That's a part of keeping your heart with all diligence. I want to tell you about a little girl. Her father explained to her that when the devil gets in people's hearts, the devil gets into a husband's heart, the devil gets into a wife's heart, it can cause them to separate. And the little girl thought for a little bit, and she said, the devil got into grandmother and granddaddy's hearts. It's a serious thing. If she realized this happened to my grandparents. You know, little children have a hard time understanding this thing. Why is it that they aren't together anymore? They love their family. I want to tell you, you need to guard your heart. You need to keep it with all diligence. Because the enemy will get in and destroy a marriage. He'll destroy anything that you have that is precious. Satan is offering a high price for the treasures that are in your heart. He wants your affections. Let's turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14 and verse 15. If ye love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, I want your love. I want your heart. I want your affection. Guard it for me. And if you love me, then keep my commandments. Verse 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. Did you know Satan wants your love? He wants you to love the world. He wants you to love sinful pleasures so that he can get in and steal the treasure out of your heart. Your love is a treasure. Guard it carefully and preserve that love for God. Amen. Verse 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. I knew a preacher that lost his spiritual eyesight. He fell from the grace of God. And he was speaking about his daughter that lived a wild life. She loved the world. She loved the sinful things of this life. And he said, I don't agree with everything that she does, but I believe she loves the Lord. The scripture says, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Amen. That's an evidence of our love for God, that we're obeying him, that we are keeping our hearts for him. Amen. And being faithful. Keep your heart with all diligence. Yes. Satan is offering the world to you tonight. Everything that he can think of to offer, he wants to offer you. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 8. The devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and sheweth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And saith unto him, all these things will I give thee. He wants your treasure. Yes. You see all this out here in the world? You see all the sinful pleasures? I'll give it to you. Just give me your treasure. Just give me your integrity. Just let me destroy your marriage. Just let me have your hope of eternal life. Give me your treasure, and I will give you the world. All these things will I give thee if you will just fall down and worship me. He wants your treasure tonight, but I want to encourage you to guard that treasure. The scripture says the world passeth away and the lust thereof. All of these things that are keeping people in sin. I want to tell you, those lusts are going to pass away. There's going to come a time that rum won't taste good anymore. The excitement of the music, of the dance, of the women, of all the things, the love of money. There's coming a time those things won't mean anything to you anymore. This world passes away and the lust thereof. Amen. Have you sold your treasure tonight for something that will pass away? Have you let the enemy get into your heart and start taking away your purity and your integrity? Satan is offering a high price for your treasure tonight. Amen. He came through with his criers and he said, Show me where the hidden treasure is, and I'll give you 10% of the gold. You know, that sounded good to some people. Maybe they didn't have any gold, and they knew where the master kept the treasure, and thinking, 10%, I'll be rich. And they were willing to do that. Satan is willing to pay a high price to get you to give up your treasure. He'll offer you another woman to destroy your marriage. He'll offer you another man so that your children won't have their mother anymore. Keep your heart with all diligence. There are treasures there that Satan wants to get in and destroy. People pursue treasure with a great effort. I read some news not long ago. There were some thieves that wanted the treasure that the bank held in Germany. So the thieves made a tunnel under the ground, 100 feet long tunnel. And at the end of the tunnel was the concrete treasure house. Millions of dollars of treasure. And they made their tunnel and they took drills and they had made the drills silent, quiet drills. And they drilled through those thick concrete walls and they got away with millions of dollars worth of treasure. I want to tell you, Satan will do whatever it takes to get into the treasure house of your heart. He knows that it is valuable for you to have a godly home, for men to be men that have a pure heart. A man of integrity is a wonderful thing. It is a wonderful thing in the home, in the community. Satan knows that and he wants your treasure. And if he has to dig a tunnel to get there, he's going to do it. No matter what the cost, no matter how much effort it takes, Satan wants your treasure tonight. I want to encourage you to keep your heart with all diligence. Samson had a treasure. Let's turn to Judges chapter 14. Judges chapter 14 and verse 1 through 3. Samson went down to Timnath and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. And he came up and told his father and mother, "I have seen a woman." Of the daughters of the Philistines, now therefore get her for me to wife. This has caused many men problems. I saw a woman. Your eyes are the windows to your heart. Guard what your eyes are looking at. Then his father and his mother said unto him, "Is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren, or among all my people, that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? Samson, you were a chosen man unto God. God has a special plan for you in life. You know these heathen women are forbidden. Samson, why didn't you guard the treasure of your heart? Why did you let this woman's love get into your heart? Oh, Samson, isn't there some woman among us from God's people that you could have taken? They love their son." And Samson said unto his father, "Get her for me, for she pleaseth me well." Let's turn to chapter 16. In Proverbs it says, "The mouth of a strange woman is a deep pit, and he that is abhorred of the Lord falleth therein." A strange woman is a great danger. Men, be careful. If she's not your wife, guard your heart. Amen. Satan is after your treasure tonight. Judges chapter 16. Verse 4, and it came to pass afterward, he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her, and said unto her, entice him, and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him. And we will give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver. He has a treasure. He has strength with God, and we want that. This man is our enemy. We don't want him to be strong against us anymore. We want to bind him. We want to afflict him. Get the treasure of his heart, Delilah. Oh, Samson, guard your heart. Amen. Why did you go down to this woman anyway? Couldn't have you found a woman among the people of God? Guard your heart, Samson. She's after your treasure tonight. Your enemies are after your life tonight. They want to bind you. They want to afflict you. Guard your heart, Samson. There's a reward. Satan will pay a high price. We'll give you, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver. Verse 6, and Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. If he heard these words, he should have run.
Amen.
I don't want to be bound. I don't want to be afflicted. Do you know there are people that go right down here and they drink rum, and they know it's binding them. They know it's afflicting them. They know they're going hungry because they can't buy food for the family and for themselves. They know it's afflicting them. And yet they are enticed. And they keep going down there for that rum and for that beer. Oh God, help us tonight to guard the treasure of our heart, to guard our integrity, to not let Satan entice us to give up the treasure. And Samson said unto her, if they bind me with 7 green withs that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. He began playing around now. And the lords of the Philistines brought up her 7 green withs, which had never been dried, and she bound him with them. Now there were men lying in wait. Let me tell you, when you allow the thief into your treasure house, there are men lying in wait, and they are powerful, and they can put your eyes out, and they can bind you and afflict you. Guard your heart with all diligence tonight. Don't let them in. And she said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he brake the withs as a thread of tow is broken when it toucheth the fire, so his strength was not known. But she began to press him, and she began to vex his soul sore, until finally he opened the treasure door to his heart. And they came and they took his treasure. And he became weak as any other man. And they put him in prison, grinding. And they put out his eyes. And eventually, Samson lost his life. Tonight, have you allowed Satan into the treasure house of your heart? I want to tell you, he has you bound tonight. If you've let him in there and let him have your purity and your integrity, if you've let him take away that sweetness that you had in your experience with the Lord, your walk with God, if you've fallen back into sin, let me tell you, he's going to destroy your life. Keep your heart with all diligence. 2 Kings chapter 20. Second Kings chapter 20 and verse 12. At that time, Beradak-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah, for he heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah hearkened unto them, and shewed them all the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment and all the house of his armor and all that was found in his treasures. He showed them to the people that were his enemies. There was nothing in his house nor in all his dominion that Hezekiah shewed them not. But then the man of God came along. Verse 14, then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said, what said these men? And from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, they are come from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, what have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, all the things that are in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shewed them. And Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house and which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried into Babylon, and nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. You look, you showed the enemy all the treasures that you have. You opened up the treasure house to the enemy. You let them see everything that was there. Let me tell you what the Lord has to say. There's coming a day that they're going to come. They're going to carry all this treasure away. The heritage that your fathers have given you. All the treasures that they've laid up down through the years. They're going to carry it away. The godly heritage that your parents have given you, taught you the word of God. They taught you the songs. They taught you to keep yourself pure. You open up the treasure of your heart, and the enemy will carry all that away. Oh God, help us tonight to guard the treasure door, to guard our hearts, to keep our hearts with all diligence. What is it that you and I have to offer the Lord? The Word of God says He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. We can offer the Lord all this sacrifice. We can try to bring Him great amounts of money. But the Lord owns all of that anyway. So what is it we have to offer the Lord? It is our love. It is our treasure. And that is what we are to preserve for the Lord. We're not to give our love to the world. We're not to give our love to sinful things. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 26. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. My son, I want your treasure. I want the treasure of your heart. Preserve it for me. Don't let the enemy come and steal it away. Preserve that for the Lord. Keep thy heart with all diligence. Genesis chapter 15. Verse 1, Genesis 15 and 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision and said, fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Verse 6. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these and divided them in the midst and laid each piece against another. But the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. These are birds like what we call crows here. They were coming down to take the sacrifice that Abram was offering to God. What did Abram do? He drove them away. He was guarding his sacrifice to God. Keep your sacrifice to God with all diligence. Have you given your heart to the Lord? Have you said, "Yes, Lord, I will be your worker. I'll give you my love, my life." Guard that with all diligence.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
A Bible commentator named Adam Clark had this to say about the heart. As long as the heart is capable of pumping blood, life continues. The heart is the fountain from which all streams of life proceed. Care must be taken that the fountain not be stopped nor injured. In spiritual things, the heart is the seat of the Lord of life and glory, and the streams of spiritual life proceed from Him. Watch with all diligence that this fountain not be sealed up, nor these streams of life cut off. Keep your heart with all diligence. The song says, "Take my love, my Lord I pour, at thy feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for thee." In other words, Lord, the very love of my heart, I'm saving that for you and I pour it out to you, Lord. I'm not going to give my love to this world. I'm not giving my love to sinful pleasures. It's for you, Lord. I'm not going to be unfaithful to you. I'm going to keep my heart with all diligence. And here, Lord, I've saved my love for you. I want to ask you tonight, has the devil been making his way into your treasure house and started stealing your treasures away? Tonight's a good night to come and pray and to say, "Lord, I allowed the devil into my heart. I allowed my purity to go away. I started loving the sinful things of this life. Lord, I want my treasure back. Lord, I ask you to clean my heart and to come back into my heart." Maybe you're living for the Lord tonight, but you feel like the enemy has been pulling you and you've been hearing the criers in the street. You've been hearing those voices and they've been drawing you, and you don't want to go that way, but you feel a little bit weak. Tonight's a good night to come and pray and say, "Lord, just strengthen me. I want to be diligent in guarding my heart. I don't want the enemy taking away the most precious things. My marriage, my home, my purity, my hope of eternal life. Lord, strengthen me tonight." May God bless you. Amen.